And we're going to party with our very first guest of today's show as we talk a little MAC football. And to do that, we're going to bring in Jeremy Guy with the Mid-American Conference. Jeremy, how are you, my man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Got through media day. The Browns open camp today. You know, football's here. I guess the end of summer, but, when you're looking towards football, I guess it's not a bad thing at all.
Not at all. And, you know, you just mentioned your media day wrapped up earlier this week. And after taking a look at these preseason polls, the two favorites, the Ohio Bobcats in the East, and as much as it pains me to say it, the Toledo Rockets in the West. Let's begin with the OU Bobcats. Why were they a unanimous selection to run away with the East?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, you got Coach Solich, who's in his 15th year leading the program. They've been consistent throughout those years. He knows how to coach. Clearly, he's just three wins away from being the all-time winningest coach in Ohio history and five wins away from being the all-time winningest coach in MAC history. So when you got a guy like that on your sideline, you got to feel good. Nathan Rourke is a kid who comes back, quarterback for Ohio, who's great. The offense definitely goes through him. He can do it in the air. He had 15 rushing touchdowns last season. So he's one of those prototypical. He can hurt you both ways. And they got a lot of guys coming back, and they were a team who won a bowl game for us last year. So I think, you know, with the coaching and, as you know, in the MAC, you get that really good quarterback. People tend to pick you in these preseason polls, and Rourke is definitely that guy. And, you know, all those things considered, it's probably why the Bobcats are not only predicted to win the East, but to win the championship overall.
Well, when you have a great quarterback and you have a great coach, that's a dynamite combination, and it's rare that you're able to get both of those in the same year in the Mid-American Conference, but it also looks like the Toledo Rockets have some of the same elements at play, and in the West, this is a team that returns a ton of Lettermen as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, 2 years removed from a championship, and Mitch Guadagni and is their quarterback. Jason Candle still running the show there. He's a very good coach. They have a few running backs, Brian Kobach, Shaquif Seymour. Those guys, you know, Toledo can never be counted out. You know, they're always there as well. They're one of those teams that consistently over, gosh, I don't even know the number of years, but they're always right there. You can never count out the Rockets. So I think, a pick, although I'm sure maybe NIU coming off the championship was hoping that they'd be predicted in that top spot. You know, they're probably in a 1A, 1B category in terms of just those are two very consistent squads, you know, on the west side. And, Toledo they do have a lot of guys on both sides of the ball coming back.
When you take a look at the West and the East, you know, you talk about how Northern Illinois, the defending champs, certainly have something to prove. And, you know, you talk about Toledo and just how darn good they look right now as well. Does it seem to you as though the balance of power might be shifting West just a little bit, or do you think it's pretty even?
That's a tough question. As I've said to you a bunch of times, in the MAC, you never know what's going to happen until it happens, right? So, I think the West is pretty strong this year. Now that you pointed out, Western Michigan's going to be good, NIU is going to be good, Toledo's going to be good. But, you know, on the east side, Ohio's going to be a really good team. You can't count out, you never know about a Kent State. You never know about a Buffalo. In our league, some of these underclassmen, they start producing, and you're like, whoa, you know, look out for this team. And we got some good coaches in this league. So maybe if you were to, you know, give a percentage, yeah, I'd probably go 60-40, you know, on West versus East. But, that's such a tough question always on that balance of power, to be honest.
Who are some of the names of some of these student-athletes that we should be watching for throughout the season? You mentioned a couple of them already from some of the two favorites in each respective division, but who are some of the names that you think could become household Mid-American Conference names before the end of the year?
Sure. I think we have a bunch of young running backs in the league this year. Jarrett Patterson from Buffalo, He was a freshman last year. He ran all over the place. A sophomore, Trey Harbison from NIU, Andrew Clare from Bowling Green. Another name to watch is Western Michigan's Levante Bellamy. All of those guys are returning to our league. We're gonna have some ridiculously good running backs in our league this year, and I think, you know, that's a few of those guys are underclassmen, and they just came on the scene last year. I mean, I just mentioned those names. Patterson was All-MAC second team. Kobach from Toledo, I mentioned him earlier. He's on watch list. Harbison from NIU was an All-MAC second team. Claire from BG, All-MAC third team. Bellamy was a first team guy from Western. So I think this is kind of the year of the running back, if I was to predict anything in this league. And you know, those teams, a lot of those teams right there that I just named are favorites in the league. And then outside of the guys on the defensive side of the ball, I think one name that definitely stands out is Javon Hagan from Ohio. He's a skilled guy who comes back and he just knows how to win. We got a bunch of guys who could probably go next level on the defensive side of the ball as well. But Central Michigan, they have a defensive back field that, you know, we have the last 3 years gone to the league, a guy from Central Michigan. So, you know, you never know with this, with these teams who's going to pop out. And that's, again, I say it a bunch, I probably sound like a broken record, but that's what I love about this conference is you just never know until those first games get played and then some names start popping up.
We're talking with Jeremy Guy with the Mid-American Conference here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Earlier this week, they wrapped up their football media day. You've mentioned that several times before, as you said. I mean, look, in the MAC, you just never know. That's the beauty of it. It's so wide open every single year. Who are some of these teams that you think could be primed for a bit of a surprise season and may end up being in the running for a divisional championship towards the end of the year, but even though right now in these preseason polls maybe aren't as high as they might like to be?
Yeah, you know, after I got to speak with all the head coaches at Media Day. I sat down, had my own little interview segment. I got to be in your shoes for a little while.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, no. And so, spoke with all head coaches, spoke with every student athlete there. I'm really impressed with Sean Lewis at Kent. I just think he brings that energy that we've typically seen in the MAC of like a younger coach and what he can bring to a program a la, you know, PJ Fleck, and really get the guys believing in something. That would probably be a surprise right there to many. Kent, I think they're going to make a turn here. And, a lot of this isn't just coach speak. Sometimes you just feel it, you know, with some of these guys. And I think the guys at Kent have bought into Sean's system. So I'm really interested to see what they do. And probably on the west side, I'd look at Eastern Michigan, which is certainly, you know, no slouch. They've come in, they beat Purdue last year. They're a good team, but they're just one of those schools that no one, you know, seems to talk about. And Coach Creighton's done a great job, and I wouldn't be shocked. They have a really good one guy I didn't name before, quarterback Mike Glass, who kind of one of those guys who's like a video game. You know, he's jumping around, he's making plays, he's doing it all for them. And they're a team I'd put on the west side is like, hey, look, what? Just keep an eye on those guys, you know, because they could potentially be there in the end.
All right, well, I've got to ask a couple of obligatory questions for both myself and my co-host, Matt Douglas. Matt being the big Kent State fan that he is. He's an alumnist. And you touched on Kent just a couple of minutes ago, but what are the realistic expectations for this team for 2019?
Man, great question. I think they have quarterback coming back. Woody Barrett, who came on the scene last year and is very, very talented. You can see signs of them kind of turning the corner towards the end of the year there and just how they played and his play. And again, I spoke to it at the beginning of this call. Quarterback play is huge in our league, and Woody is a great quarterback. and very strong arm, very athletic, and teams in this league tend to go by how their quarterback plays. And so that's why I just feel like Kent might be one of those surprise teams, because they got a quarterback that can really sling it. So and a coach that, if guys are buying in, you know, all it takes is a couple wins, and you get things rolling, and kids start to believe, and you know, there you go. So that's again why kind of I have Kent, just an eye on Kent State.
And I've got to ask you the same question about our Bowling Green Falcons. It's been a rough couple of years for the Falcons. So what can we expect from Bowling Green this season? Is it going to be another rough year?
Well, new coach, Scott Loeffler, who is very experienced, got to speak with him. He told me, you know, from practice, spring practice 1 to spring practice 15, that he saw a totally different ball club. So, you know, in just the little things of the game. So this is a guy who has coached 7 QBs that have gone to play in the NFL, and one of them, I don't know if you've heard of him, but his name's Tom Brady. So, you know, like, this guy's, he's experienced, and he's been a coach, you know, at Michigan, at Florida, at Temple, at Auburn, at Virginia Tech, at Boston College. He even spent some time with the Lions. So, you know, I think you get a coach in there. And again, I talked to him about Coach Lewis, and if you get an experienced guy who knows what he's doing, and kids buy in, and they can win. You know, BG's got some playmakers. They had some guys that transferred out. Their quarterback, Jarrett Daigie, transferred out after last year. They talked Andrew Clare. I talked to you about him, a running back for BG, who is going to be one of our best. You know, we'll see. It has been rough, you know, the last few years. But in just speaking and hearing from Coach Loeffler, you just feel that maybe, you know, they got the right guy. They got the right guy. They got an experienced guy, but also pretty young. And hopefully he clicks with those student athletes, and we'll see what happens.
A lot of interesting non-conference games as well. I know Kent's got some pretty cool trips. If I'm not mistaken, they head to both Arizona State. They head to Louisville as well. So there are some really interesting non-conference games on the slate as well for those MAC schools. But it all gets going, correct me if I'm wrong here, on Thursday, August 29th. That's the first day that the MAC kicks off, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're right around the corner from that. As a matter of fact, we're a month and 4 days away from that. So that will be here before we know it. Jeremy, a pleasure as always, my friend. We always appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. And we certainly hope that you guys enjoy the football season. We'll be watching closely, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Talk soon.